Police are looking for two men who stole money from a cash machine outside Western Bank in Harris Road, Bakersfield at midnight last night. The men arrived at the bank in a large car and crashed into the cash machine on purpose four times. Margaret Edwards is the woman who saw what happened.
I live opposite the bank and was in bed at the back of the apartment. But just before midnight, I got up to go to the bathroom. When I heard a car going very fast, I went into the front living room and looked out of the window. I've never seen anything like it. The car drove up to the cash machine at about 50 miles per hour and didn't stop. I thought it was an accident, but amazingly, they did it again and again. I called the police immediately.
What did the men do next?
They got out of the car, put on some gloves, and tried to break the cash machine open with a baseball bat, which they got from the back of the car. Fortunately, they couldn't open the machine. But then the driver got back into the car and drove into it again.
Can you describe the men?
Yes, I can. Fortunately, there were street lights on, so it was easy to see them. The man who was driving the car was about 20 years old, very tall and with very short hair. The other man was about the same age, was short and had dark hair, a hat, and sunglasses.
How long did it take them to get the machine open?
Unfortunately, the second time the machine broke, and they could steal some money. Luckily, the police also arrived at this time, so the men only managed to take a small amount of money. They quickly jumped back into the car and tried to drive off, but they drove backwards into a road sign, and then, unsurprisingly, the car didn't start because it was so damaged. So they got out and ran away down Park Avenue.
Did the police go after them?
Yes, the police car followed them. The men ran into the park and disappeared.
I hear that you found something nearby.
Yes, I found a key ring with the name Terry on it and a house key. It was next to the car. I think one of the men dropped it. I gave it to the police when they came back.
And what about the car?
The police think that the men stole it from a car park earlier in the day.
Thank you, Mrs. Edwards. Photos of the two men, which were taken by security cameras outside the bank, will be on the TV program Everyday Criminals on RBC One tonight at 8. And now, over to Adam with today's sports news.